Welcome back.
Hello.
Let me see.
There's one of mine.
Okay. Roel, welcome back.
Hello, Floris.
The waiting is for Sebastian.
Oh.
There he is.
We
Is
have a
everyone in
slight
time for a
problem.
cup of coffee?
I opened the
Sorry?
CD-ROM
Can I
box,
get a cup of
guys.
coffee? No.
Okay.
You can't. Sorry.
Shall I just cancel it?
Well, during my work, I have no time either, so.
Well, this is live. Sorry, Edel?
Yeah, I opened the CD-ROM box.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay.
But it's alright.
People, welcome back. With the second meeting. For now, on the schedule are a few points. First of all, the opening, which we are doing now. Second, I received some new project requirements. I'm not sure if you received them as well, but I will tell you about it. Then the three of you prepared a presentation, I think. Sebastian?
I think so too.
Roel?
Yeah.
Ruud?
Almost.
Almost. Okay. Then we'll do your one as la the last. The
But
top
you
goal
can't
of this.
upload your presentation from here, I believe.
We will figure that out.
Okay.
Can you
If it
try
if
to.
it if it's wireless, I could just put it
Yeah,
in there.
we will
I
see.
don't think it's wireless. Or it is. Or it is.
It is,
Yeah?
yeah.
Okay, great.
The top goal of this meeting is to reach a decision on the product, on the targets group, and the functions of the remote control. So keep that in mind. We have 40 minutes, so it's now. Yeah, okay. The new project requirements. First of all, we didn't speak about it, but we should not support data text in the remote because our board feels that teletext is out of date and the internet is replacing teletext. So we are not even going to try to implement it in our product. It's a board decision. The remote control should only be used for television because it's not feasible. It's not
Yeah.
we cannot make it because of the time to market that we have to deal
Timing,
with.
yeah.
The third requirement is that we should focus on customers that are younger than 40, which is important for you, Ruud, and as well for Roel, because the product should be interesting and should be bought by people younger than 40. Then for Roel as well, important, the corporate image should be recognizable in our product. So the colors and the slogan do have to be in the product.
Yes.
Is that clear? Any questions on these requirements? No? Okay. The individual presentations. Roel or Sebastian, who of you would like to start?
Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah, okay, great.
Well, how can I, Jeez, it's been chill. If the person, yes. Right. We discussed this already in the previous discussion. The method of the remote control is just the function of remote control is basically to send messages to the television set. So that was the main important thing, what a remote control should do. Then I found two different kind of remote controls. The multifunction remote control with many possibilities, but the lack of the feeling I already mentioned in the previous discussion, and the ease of use, remote control with the less possibilities, but a great feeling in touching the buttons.
Yeah.
But yeah, my personal preferences were ease of the ease to use remote control, because the user friendliness and it can be more trendy in user design. But your new goal was for people than less than 40 years old. So maybe the multifunction can be implemented in our design, but it should I think it should be a combination, but teletext buttons are not in our design, so it should take out, well, 8 buttons or so. But in my opinion, the ease to use RC is the best possibility for us.
Okay. Ruud, did you get that?
Yeah, most.
Okay, so the important thing here is...
And it's also, indeed, Ruud's insight in the topic.
In the market.
Yeah,
yeah.
What does the market want? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, we
just
will...
Just for user friendliness, I should choose for the ease of use remote control.
Yeah. Okay. Sebastian.
Okay. Excuse me.
Scusi.
Okay, it's still the right thing.
Okay.
Well, there are some changes in the design requirements. So there are some changes in the method also. Basically, all this device has to do is send messages to a TV set. And the most easy way to do this is by sending pulses of infrared light to a TV set. Well, I've tried to implement a picture here, but
and
it's hardly readable. Can you see it?
No, it's not visible.
Well, there's an energy source here, and basically there it's connected to three things. A user interface connected to a chip, which is connected to the sender, which generates messages using infrared light, which are sent to the receiver. That's basically the idea. And there's a little picture just for your imagination how a device like this should look or can look. Okay. What have I found? Usually these kind of things consist of a battery, infrared, diode, buttons, chips, and circuit board. That's all. It's cased together, nothing more than that. It's almost every piece of equipment, every TV set is controlled infrared. There are some exceptions, but most of all have infrared controls. And the more luxury remote controls have lit and buttons. And I think that's
glow in the dark concept.
Yes, and it's a little more, a little bit more fancy also. So maybe we should consider that.
Okay.
Okay. I have a basic scheme of the things which are implemented. Basically, this is all there is. There's just one chip. There are a few buttons connected. The buttons are lit, and the whole thing is transmitted by an infrared diode. And there's another power source here. So that's basically the total design of this piece of equipment. There's nothing
so
more.
It's fairly easy.
It's fairly easy. It's been done many times before. And I think we should succeed in our plan to do this.
Okay.
So
good.
Okay. So personally, I think we should use infrared, because otherwise our device cannot communicate with almost every TV set. So I think that should be clear.
Okay.
Another important point is we really should use energy sparse friendly components. There are specially designed energy friendly components which consume far less power than conventional components. And if we want to use a rechargeable design or energy safe design, we should really implement them. for cost effectiveness, we should really use a very low cost circuit board, because most of the production costs are in this part of the equipment.
Okay.
And the money we save on using this, we can use for elaborate fancy lighting techniques, blinking LEDs and all that kind of fancy stuff. I think our users will really like that.
And what's if we use the LEDs, does it use much more energy or?
No, the power friendly LEDs also, okay. So we can use them. So that's no problem.
For the same costs?
No, they're a little bit more expensive, but by
combining with the low cost circuit boards,
we can make it. I think.
Or you could only lit the buttons that are used most. The channel switching.
Yeah.
But the question is whether two or four buttons makes such a difference in the costs if you already plan to include fancy lighting techniques. Hmm. I guess.
Yeah, I think it's the same as in the cell phone. Just one light in the device that shines on all the buttons. And
yes.
Not for.
Well, it's not one light. There are more LEDs
Yeah, but not for
device.
Each button.
No,
one LED.
No.
I think.
No. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So, well, this should be it.
Okay.
Have a think about it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, Ruud.
Mine is already outdated.
Okay, well, we are very curious to what the market will feel about such a product. So, any income is welcome. Input.
The numbers show that the target market is 10 million units, of which we should sell about 40% to make the 5 million.
Could you step a little bit more to the right?
Yeah. But since the other part is 40% of the market, I thought earlier we might want to concentrate on that portion of the market. But since the requirements changed, that's not a good idea. well, skip this.
Yeah.
Well, this is still true, of course. That they only use 10% of the buttons. The buttons to zap are used about 1,500 times when the power button is only used one time. And the volume button is only four times. So they're obviously the most important button. And lots of people complain that they can't find their remote control, so we might want to build in a feature to support them. Some audio signal, like home phones.
Well, that's interesting.
A finding function.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely interesting.
Yes.
It separates our product from others as well.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Go on.
Well, I just said that, and well, this is obvious, and he also said it.
Okay, so that's what the market tells us.
That's about it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
The volume and the zap buttons are mostly used.
Well, so zap buttons most volume, they are most used a lot, but
yeah,
more than all the other buttons.
Just have a design, perfect design for those only those buttons.
Yes.
And first,
yes, we should focus on that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. The technical, there are no technical difficulties. There's no elaborate technique used in this kind of equipment, so I don't think we have any hiccups there. So we can fully concentrate on developing a product that is really what the market needs. So maybe it's a good idea to think about these buttons and
the sound signal.
And the sound.
There's one thing I'm just wondering: the sound signal. From where do you execute the sound?
Not a device, is not a solution.
Well, maybe like clapping in your hands, like turning on and off the light.
But maybe you'll
there are some devices who incorporate this technique already. There are video sets, and they have a special button, the find the remote control button. You press it, and your TV set starts to make a kind of weird sound, and your remote controls then start to beep.
Response,
that's it.
The phones,
same thing.
But TVs don't have all.
No, so we should use something else.
Yeah, because we do not have a home.
We do not control the TV set, so.
And
well
even if the TV set would have such a button, you would have to walk
yes
to your TV.
Right. And we want it to make so it's as easy as possible for our customers.
Okay.
So.
So what about the clapping technique? Because
I'm convinced Sebastian will find one solution for
wow
us.
It's quite complicated. Because how can you separate the clapping sound from other sounds?
Yeah.
Well, you see it a lot in light, lightning.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, basically the characteristics of clapping is just an increase in the volume,
yeah,
the amplitude of
yeah
the sound, which is generated a few times within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
But there are many other sounds which are exactly the same from
so
the point of
if
view from
be
a remote
watching
control
a movie, it would constantly beep.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
So we don't
but
want
we can
that
have just
maybe we
a
can
home station of a base station next to the TV, just a little antenna or something like that.
Well,
if you love something from
I don't
something
think
more
people
easily
would bother walking to the TV and press that button.
No, I don't think
because they lost their remote.
No,
that's just
The most important thing for people is that there's a central point to which they can go
yeah
and perform some kind of humbling, and then the remote control reports itself. So we should use something like that. You do not want another device which can be everywhere in the house, which you have to find first before you can find your remote control.
Just a base station next to the TV
yes
or something like that.
But
that will be very costly, I think. So
yeah,
that's not
maybe we do agree on the thing that the remote should have such a function, if it's possible within the costs and all that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sebastian should have a detailed look later on and come up with a solution.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's his field of expertise.
Yes, but before I do that, I want to warn you that by implementing this kind of a function, the technical design will become more complicated,
mm-hmm,
and it will become more costly also,
yeah,
because there will be additional components which will be used, and there are some.
And do we even prefer the sound above the LEDs, the lightning?
Well, I think so, because when you have a newspaper
it's
over
a
your remote control
item,
you cannot see it. So
yeah, it's a distinction
it
in the market. It's a different
of our
exactly
control.
It's a unique feature.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth looking and probably more interesting than the lights.
And just about the user interface, I came up with an easy remote control and an advanced remote control.
Yeah.
What should we choose in design?
Yeah. Well, according to Ruud, people do not use all the extra features very very often. So
I have the numbers right here.
Okay.
Well, we won't support Teletext, which was the third most
used
the
option.
Second most used function.
Okay. Well,
okay.
We do have a wise board, so I'm not questioning that.
Well, yeah, channel selection is obviously the most important.
Yeah. Okay, so on the relevance scale, the channel selection, the volume selection, and the teletext.
Yeah.
Well, we skip
yeah
that.
So
well,
okay,
so just the basic functions. And we don't have to use it for DVD players and all kind
no
of stuff.
No.
So,
no.
So that's out of the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just for the easy
design. I think we should go
we
for the
we can make
easy
a nice design when
so
there are not much
nice
buttons in it.
Well,
so
we should save costs by not implementing a lot of functions. And the money that we can save from that, we should use for having a nice design and
yeah
thinking about the user interface. And
okay, Ruud, how do you feel about that? Do you agree? Do you think the market would respond to a simple...
Well, if we include other innovative functions,
mm-hmm,
then they might, because young people like new features.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is kind of a
just a few buttons, trendy design, nice lightning effects.
Okay.
Well, and sound.
Maybe there's another possibility. You can make it look like an easy piece of equipment, but it's quite elaborated because it has many functions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more important to make it look like a very friendly, easy to catch piece of equipment, but.
But are we not in the manual? I mean, if you have few buttons,
mm-hmm.
no display.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's working with shift functions and one button can.
Like that. Well, I was more thinking about a more elaborate way of controlling by these kinds of sticks or something like that. I don't know if it's user friendly. That's your field of expertise.
Yeah,
but
don't
how
know
does
yet.
How does the remote report give back to the user in what state it is? Because we do not implement
mm-hmm.
a user display.
No, but there's no way to do that because we cannot implement that kind of the system.
I know, but if we use like a stick, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
maybe we can use a light for that. When you move the stick to a position, maybe a light next to it can lit up. So you know, I've just pushed a button or changed the channel or tuned up the volume, something like that.
And if you use that stick for volume control and channel selection, you would have the two most important functions.
Yeah.
In one.
And we could have other buttons for the advanced
just use
functions.
Instead of the stick, like many cell phones, just around, well. Should
yeah,
we
draw it on the board.
It's already, oh, we have a blank. Oh.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
It's
not
just
really
an
stick,
easy way of a round button which can be pushed in
yes.
four directions
yes.
instead of a stick. A stick is vulnerable
yeah,
when
it
it's
can
falling
break down.
Down or
yes.
just a round button yeah. should be the trick, I think.
Yes, and this also looks more fancy, I think. I
yeah.
think it will attract more
yeah,
public, I think, yeah. during marketing then.
And it's also quite easy to use, so it'll attract younger people because new, and it might attract older people because it's easy to use.
Jeez. Well, volume and something like that.
Uh-huh.
Program up and down.
Okay, yeah.
And the phone, yeah, the pen doesn't really does what I want.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, but we still we're still in the question of putting in advanced options. Ruud just told us the market is interested in some advanced new techniques. However, keeping it simple is important for the costs and all those kind of things. We need to find a balance between the advanced techniques and the user friendliness.
But I think our next step to look at is just that. So I don't think it's we have something to do. We can't discuss it right now because no one of us has the information to discuss about that.
Well,
I think
we do have to decide this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to have the user function the functions
mm-hmm.
decided. And
okay.
Our target audience.
Okay, but teletext is so is just.
Do you want a list of functions? Do you want an explicit list, which incorporates all functions available on the device?
Well, I do not want a full. It's not necessary to have a full list, but I want the kind of functions.
Okay.
For example,
okay.
the most important are volume and program selecting.
Mm-hmm. The 10 digits.
Well. For example, that's what we should think about. Really, how is the remote going to look?
Oh,
not in the
and
user
just
interface.
One function, the program to program button to switch to two channels.
Mm-hmm.
When you have something on channel
yes.
4 and something on channel 6,
yeah.
just one button which can
a
change,
bit of a split
change.
Mode, like
yeah.
Yes, yes.
yeah, dual channel watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I should write that down.
Well, you're the secretary.
Ruud, what's your last name?
Musen.
Musen, because I was writing it down in the last. Musen, right. I put all the minutes I make into the shared folder, so if you want to have a look at it, you know where to find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make a subfolder for it because it's starting to fill up already.
Yeah, that's if you want to do it, Sebastian.
Sure. Our BSC W guru.
Okay, so, volume, program, dual channel.
Yes, that's important.
And do we want
That's 10
10
digits.
digits?
Yeah, I
Oh.
believe so. Are you sure?
Well, if you want to go
I'm not
to
so
channel
sure.
90 and you only have that button.
Yeah, that's complicated.
Yeah.
But is that so relevant? Because I don't think, but
I
you should
wouldn't
know
buy
that.
personally
If it
a
were
remote
so.
control without the 10 digits.
Okay, I can
And
imagine
I think the
I
most
agree, actually.
I can
That's
imagine
elder
when you have
people
a
would
satellite
buy it,
decoder
but
and you have, well, about 600 channels, I can imagine you want this. But if you're a regular TV user and you just want to watch the Dutch television networks, well, you can use about 10 buttons.
But
That's
we
enough.
do have
Yeah.
13 different Dutch channels.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
older
know. Yeah,
people
but
only use
how
five of
often
them.
do you
And
watch
if we
all
are
these channels?
Often.
At the younger audience, they'll probably watch more channels than the older people. So
Yeah, you're probably right.
yeah.
Okay. But I think these 10 buttons look a bit dull, don't you think?
Well, it depends on the
Good
looks,
design.
on
Good
the
design.
Okay. Well, then there should be should done be done
You
something specific with
you
it.
can make them very fancy by I mean Nokia. They have 10 digits on their phones and it still looks very fancy.
Yeah.
So I do not agree.
Okay, so you can experiment by with shape or with size or with color, that kind of
Exactly,
thing.
exactly.
Okay.
And there are some numbers about speech recognition here that younger people would like it. It might be expensive and hard to implement, but it would be a solution
Okay,
for.
speech.
Well, maybe it can be combined with the find the remote
Yeah.
control. So, when you add speech recognition to your remote control, it's very easy to change the channel.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And it's very easy
To
to
find.
find your remote control.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a possibility. But I'm afraid it will be a bit costly.
Yeah.
But maybe when we.
If we would drop the 10 digits, but keep the program and the volume, because maybe
Okay.
people do not always want to use their voice.
Okay.
Especially elder people don't like voice recognition, so then we should implement such a bot.
Yeah, but we do focus on younger people.
Okay.
It's a board
Well,
decision.
I think it should work. We should manage that.
So we have
Okay.
to make a decision between the 10 digits or the voice recognition.
Yes. Well, the voice recognition has the main has another advantage. It makes it very easy for us to implement the find the remote control button, remote control function. So
Okay.
that's a big advantage, I think.
Okay, good. Okay.
There's only one disadvantage by implementing this. The power saving will be a bit more difficult. So we can expect that there will be a less longer life to the batteries. But maybe we can think something smart about it.
Yeah.
There are some hybrid devices which incorporate a solar panel and rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So when you
But
just leave the device in a light room, it charges itself. You have to do nothing
can we
for it.
manage it by for the cost? Because it seems like a very
$12.50. And
maybe not.
if
I'll
we
have to
could
find it out.
include a cradle, in which it could recharge.
Yes.
Then so that wouldn't be a big problem.
No, that's very cheap.
Is the cradle very cheap?
Oh, it's very cheap. That's no problem. It's just a case with two metal contacts.
I know, but there should be an adapter as well.
Yes, but they're mass production. They're very cheap. So
okay.
It will cost us practically nothing.
Okay. We have about 10 minutes left this meeting. I would like to hear, maybe you all have things not spoken about yet, but that are important. Ruud, you came up with the voice recognition data. Are there other things about the market we should know?
I think we dealt with the most important information. Just that the younger part of the market isn't the 40% we want to sell to. So we should, for at least a bit, look at the older people. But with buttons like that, which are easy to use, we might attract them too. So
okay.
I think that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so although we are focusing on younger people, to make it profitable,
profitable.
We still need to take in account the bit older people.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Roel.
I have nothing. Nothing to add.
Nothing to
I
add. Sebastian.
I just want to make a summary of all things spoken and
great.
The different possibilities. So basically, we've decided to implement a seemingly easy design. So on the outside, it looks easy, but we can make it easy on the inside or elaborate on the inside. So that's one. Those are the choices we have to make. But I think there's a big advantage in making it more elaborate by implementing speech techniques, voice recognition, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
It makes it also more attractable, I think, to our audience. There are some advantages and some disadvantages, and the main advantage is that we can implement fancy techniques, which I think our customers will like. The disadvantage is that there are some concerns about the costs and the things like battery lifetime, energy saving.
Yeah.
Another advantage is that the circuit board will become much more easier if we do not implement these buttons. If we just add a chip which does the voice recognition, our circuit board will become even more cheap. So.
Yeah, and that was the main issue, right?
Well,
the board.
It was an issue, but we also thought that we already thought we should do it as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
And this even makes it more cheaply. So
but the cheaper the chip or
the board,
the circuit board.
The fewer buttons you can use.
The fewer buttons you have.
Yeah.
The cheaper the circuit board.
It's the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very cheap to incorporate an integrated circuit, a chip. So that's another.
Shouldn't be a big issue.
Now, then we should just take a look at the costs.
Yes.
And
because I
don't
know.
Especially for the voice recognition.
Yes. I really don't know. So
no.
It can be costly, maybe not.
I'm not sure how I will determine the costs. I will have a look at it. Maybe you will get some information on that.
Yes,
I'm not sure how that.
I hope my personal coach will have a look at it.
Okay, great. Well,
I think we're
quite done. For now, we will have the lunch break.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how long the break will be, but we'll find out.
Then
we will have 30 minutes of time to perform our individual work. And I'm sure your personal coaches will assist you with it. I will put the minutes I just made in the project documents folder if you want to look at it. Well, just do. The interface designer, I would like to, the next meeting, I would like to receive the components concept. Roel, from you, I would like to see.
Interface industrial.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. User interface designer rule. I would like to see the user interface concept. And
yeah, the only problem is that it depends on the decisions decisions Sebastian makes about the voice
well,
recognition.
It should
well
be easy. That's what we concluded. It should be an easy interface with not so much buttons.
Yeah.
Just a volume and a program one. And yeah, some fancy lights. I think that's what we decided.
So we dropped the voice recognition?
No. Oh. We didn't. But it shouldn't be integrated. Yeah, it's of course it's user interface. But I was talking about really the
okay
design of the.
Well, do we really have to decide now, or
no
can we decide next meeting?
We can decide the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'll have some updated info on that.
Yeah, I guess all of you have updated info. I'm sure the marketing expert will receive that. You will do some trend watching, and I'm sure the market will zich aanpassen, will change,
adapt,
and so we will see that. Yeah,
that's
it for now.
Okay.
Any other questions, or can we have the lunch?
We can have the lunch.
Yeah,
I'll
okay
take the lunch.
Good.
Bye.